The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Nate. What's up? How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right.
It's going? How was your weekend?
That was good. I mean, it was a weekend. I mean, we record this show a week early, so everyone should know this past weekend was Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That we're talking about now. We have the weekend that just happened that people are going to be hearing this on. It hasn't happened yet for us. It's in the future.
Oh, that's right. This is kind of like...
It's a mind fuck, right?
Yeah, like some future... science, super science shit. I like lost all my nerdy skills. Oh my god, am I losing my voice? I feel like I sound super sexy today.
You sound a little better than you did last week.
I think last week was just like setting the bar for, it's like a new low.
You had issues last week with your voice.
I did. But it was hot though. I think Ted enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think so too. Some good news for you if you're an iTunes listener of this show. The Well Hung Podcast now has its own iTunes feed. So if you want to get that on its own, by the way, you're going to have to at a certain point, because right now, if you subscribe to the Nate Darling Show on iTunes, you get the Well Hung Podcast and the Nate Darling Show. That's going to end starting in June. So subscribe to the Well Hung Podcast on iTunes. If you're listening to it on the website, you don't have to do anything different. If you're subscribing via RSS, it's the same thing. That doesn't change. It's only iTunes.
Wait, why is that ending in June?
Because it's getting its own feed.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, are we like slowly canceling this?
No,
I was like,
no,
wait,
no,
what
no.
happened?
No, it's going to stand out on its own.
Oh, hell
on
yeah.
iTunes.
No, I got super excited when you sent me the link. I was like texting everybody, and then a lot of my friends don't have iTunes, and they're just like, get on the website. But this is so cool. It's so official. And oh, shout out to, I think it's one of your friends, Leslie.
Yes.
Yeah, she tweeted me, and I just started getting into Twitter again. And so I didn't realize that, like, she tweeted me a long time ago and said she was checking out the podcast and she enjoyed it. So shout out to Leslie. Thank you for listening and follow me on Twitter. I don't know if she actually followed me, but she just tweeted at me and I was like, I don't know if I'm tweeting back properly, but thank you. Like, it was really cool. I felt really, it was nice. It was a good feeling to know that someone was enjoying what we do. That was really cool.
Yeah. And the other thing is, and we celebrated your birthday on last week's show, but your birthday as we're recording is right now. And Leslie, since you mentioned it, is the one who loaned me this life-size Justin Bieber cutout that you've been ogling.
Oh my god, Leslie, I'm so fucking jealous. Like, I kind of almost made out with him. It was a little weird. I was like, can I? I don't know when Nate's here. This is a little awkward. And this is when he was before he was legal. So it's like very inappropriate. But oh my gosh, I would put that by my bed. Like at the foot of my bed. So when I wake up, that was the first thing I saw every single morning.
Underage Bieber?
Well, when you put it that way, I was just going to say Bieber. But yes, underage Bieber when he had the little bangs and he was so adorable. And he's like trying to be a badass and it's cute. That jacket though would be hella tight.
He's still trying to be a badass.
I want that jacket.
It's not
working. I think I saw something similar to that at Forever 21 the other day.
That's probably where he got it.
Probably. No, Forever, it was my roommate when I lived in San Francisco. We shared clothes. He's this little tiny gay boy. And I got a couple jackets when I was in SoCal. I went to Forever 21 and I got in the men's section. And he was like, he usually gets like women's clothes, like V-necks and stuff like that. And like they fit like pants and stuff.
The deep V.
And super flamboyant gay. But he had like, he has very good style. Like, I'll give him that. And then he was like really impressed by the jacket. He's like, oh, these are men's jackets. I'm like, I said Forever 21. Like, don't, it's not, that's not very manly.
No.
No matter what. But they were sick of it. My jacket game used to be on point.
Well, we live in Sacramento. A jacket's not really that necessary.
Well, when I lived in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, that, like,
absolutely,
yeah,
no, then I gave all of my jackets away to my friend when I moved to Arizona, and then now like I came back to Sac and like it was winter and I was like, man, I'm wearing the same shit, but like my jacket game used to be sick. I used to look good is basically what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, if you live over on the coast, you have to have multiple jackets because there's the light jacket, the semi-light jacket, the it's going to be kind of damp out jacket.
Mm-hmm. It's a layer game. It's layer weather.
Yeah,
but that jacket is hella cute. I have a thing for hoodies, as you can tell what I'm wearing now. I'm wearing a cut-off hoodie.
With no sleeves.
With no sleeves. My friend made it.
My arms are really hot, but the rest of me is kind of cold.
Exactly. And then, you know, if my head gets cold, it has the hoodie. Now, my friend made it and was like, do you want it? And I was like, I will never wear that, but yes, because it had a hoodie. And then I thought it was like, probably, but like now that I'm lazy and have no laundry done, this is...
Now, when you say made it, you mean your friend cut the sleeves off a hoodie. You make it sound like it's this big craft project. My friend made this. Like, they stitched it from... No, they took a pair of scissors and cut the sleeves off.
Well, you have to measure it, I guess. I don't know how shit works, okay? I just do shit that's given to me. I wear shit that's given to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't... Just because I look like I could have worked in a sweatshop does not mean I actually did. So I don't know the ins and outs of how to, like, make shit. But I was trying for a little bit. I was on Pinterest. Oh, I should go look into that again. Pinterest was like my shit.
Okay.
I loved Pinterest. Almost as much as I love that. I'm like going to be distracted this whole entire show because all I'm doing is just staring at Bieber and just being like madly. I think we have a thing. I think we just had a moment.
You and the cardboard have a thing?
Okay, Nate. Not everyone can see. Okay. And by everyone, I mean no one can see. This is a fucking podcast.
Right.
Like, he could have lied and said that he's really here in studio to celebrate my birthday with me.
He rode his skateboard in on the side of a van. Did you see that video of Bieber? There was this whole, it was unearthed. It was put out on Instagram, and it was Justin Bieber holding onto the side of a van riding a skateboard in LA. And it was meant to be all badass. But apparently, I don't know if it was TMZ, but I think it might have been, who sort of unearthed the fact that the van really was never top 10 miles an hour. But the video was apparently sped up to make it look like he's going through the streets super fast.
Why do celebrities think they can get away with shit like that? It's like everyone's going to call you out.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, death-defying, no. Stupid, yeah. Absolutely dumb, but...
Oh, you know what? I do vaguely remember reading a snippet about that because they're like, yeah, Justin Bieber skate, because they're talking about like how for Mother's Day he took his mama. It was like really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yeah, and then the whole skateboard life-defying or death-defying stunt or something like that. And I didn't click on it. I should have. I feel like I've been super lazy with my Bieber believer... Bieber believer...
I believe it's pronounced Belieber.
Belieber, yeah. I was like,
shouldn't you know this?
No, I do. I know how to spell it. And that's like most of the words in my vocabulary. I know how to spell everything. I don't know how to say it. And I noticed that like my grammar's been really fucked up. Like my noun and verb associations and stuff, like they don't match. I forgot what that's called, but they don't match anymore. Like I sound super fobby via text message. This is why I hate texting.
Oh, okay.
I sound more fobby, and I'm like, this is not. I used to be intelligent. I don't know what happened. I think it's because I quit drinking, which I no longer did, because now I can drink. What up, 21? Yeah, I'm turning 21. Everybody, we're just gonna lie about that.
Maybe it's the hanging around the 18-year-old that sort of knocked a few blocks.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Nate.
You've been knocked down a peg or two on
Fuck
the intelligence
you.
Scale. It really says more about the 18-year-old than you, but
well,
still.
No, she's really smart. She is really smart. I'll give her that, but okay. We don't really hang out anymore, so
okay.
It's cool.
So here's the story. The van-clinging skateboard stunt, not as risky as it appeared on Instagram. The new angle got into TMZ. Of him going next to a van while it rolled through LA's Fairfax district. And it looks like they're barely hitting 10 miles per hour. The other angle that was shown that was out on Instagram made it look more like a Jackass stunt, even though they do roll through a stop sign. So,
oh my God, illegal.
It is.
Oh, fuck, I have to go to court. I forgot. I got a ticket for that, which didn't happen. That's not what happened.
Allegedly.
But the cops were like, fucking bored, and so they ended up just pulling me over and giving me a ticket, and I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna contest this, so do what you want.
Good. Which cops were these that gave you this ticket?
The black and white ones. So
Sac City?
No, it was all in Midtown, so it was like 24th and K or something like that. So what is that? It's police, right?
That would be the Sacramento City Police.
Yeah, it's the police.
Okay.
It wasn't like some security fucking...
You know what you should do? You should go ahead and, if you're going to run a stop sign, be stealing a bicycle while you do it, and then they won't catch you ever. Sorry.
Shut up. For real?
When was the last time you heard about them catching someone stealing a bike?
That's true. Exactly. That is.
they've tried the bait bike, so they're now they're at least trying. So.
Oh, that's cute. Watch, I'm gonna be the dumbass that gets the bait bike.
Right.
Oh, knowing my fucking luck.
Well, only if you're stealing the bike. Just make like you're stealing a bike.
Dude, last time I got on a bike, I was like, shit, that was like 4 years ago, and it was not cute. It was like a real like bike, and so like, it was like a skinny one that you kind of was taller than me, and I didn't know what I was doing. And
what, like the old timey one with the giant front wheel?
Yeah, but there wasn't. It was like both of it was. It was just really skinny.
Okay.
So what is that? It's like a speed bike. Like it's for like
a road bike.
It was a road bike, okay. But I thought road bikes were like short. I guess it's a road bike. I don't know, but it was like skinny. It was tall, and like I had to kind of like jump on it.
Okay.
Which took a couple times because I almost ate shit trying to do that. But yeah, you know how the whole saying like. You know, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Like you can never forget it. Right. Just like jump on it. That's a fucking lie.
Well,
I mean, I did remember. And in the saying's defense, I did remember. It just was not as cute as it was when I was a little kid. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. That was a major. I cock-blocked myself.
Well,
I was turned off by me.
To be fair, when you were a little kid, you probably didn't think it was that appealing either. If you were to do the exact same thing you did as a child riding a bike, I don't think it would come off as cute as it did. I think you have to be under 3 feet tall for it to come off cute.
I don't know, man.
You are over 3 feet tall.
I am barely over 3 feet tall. Whatever. I look like I'm fucking 8 anyway, so it's cool. No. I look like... Now that I feel I'm like officially a year older, I think I look legal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that means I have to like stop using my Hello Kitty joke. That sucks. So that's an announcement. I guess I'm going to have to retire my Hello Kitty joke soon.
Well, I say that. You look like you're about 21, maybe 22.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a compliment. I never get
that. So
that's
legal.
That's legal. I usually get like I look like I'm 18 or 19.
I would give you shit if you came in to rent a car because that's 25. But I'd probably have to card you if I was serving alcohol because, you know, the cops. They're
everywhere. Well, I get carded for stuff that you have to buy for. I went to go buy a lighter and I got carded for that. And that was today. And she was like asking me for my ID and I was like, okay. Okay. And it's like I don't know. I'm not big into birthdays. I'm fine with like not being acknowledged and stuff, but I mean, you know what day it is. You know what day's on my ID. And like I've had a really bad day. And so like it would have been nice for someone to be like, "Oh, happy birthday." And I made that post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'm like getting like too like sad because I've been like I had a really shitty day today.
Yeah.
So like I'm like, "You know what? I don't think it's fair that like I feel bad. Like, I shouldn't feel like this when I have so many cool people in my life. Like, it's not, that's not right." So I was like, I'm going to thank everybody. And the whole reason I did it was to, like, thank people for, like, being in my life regardless of, like, how they were or whatever. Like, you do make an impression on another person, like, how insignificant the action may seem. It is really significant. I take it personally. I do appreciate, like, little things when people are just like, "Oh, you know, I hope everything's going well, like good luck with like I hope your dad gets better," like little things like that, like that was really sweet this year especially. And then I took my birthday off of notification off of Facebook because I just hate that shit, right? And then I didn't realize by making that post everyone was gonna fucking blow up my phone being like happy birthday and all this shit. And I was like, that was stupid. That was like the most counterproductive thing I've ever done.
Did you get a chance to watch the video that I posted for a happy birthday video?
No, I didn't.
Well, let's take a listen.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're going to do this. This was, it's titled Borderline Racist 1960s Jell-O Ad.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jell-O tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jell-O, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jell-O is strawberry.
He's trying to eat it with chopsticks. It's a bad black and white cartoon.
Wow, it sounds horrible. It sounds super racist.
Well, the drawings don't help it at all.
Raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black
cherry.
He's
stabbing at it with the chopsticks.
Jell-O comes
in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jell-O. Baby fine, this is grape Jell-O. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
No, it's not. That was a horrible fucking commercial. What kind of Asian doesn't know how to eat Jell-O with chopsticks?
Apparently, Chinese baby.
Oh, wait. I feel like that shouldn't be the reason I'm upset with this. Like, I'm upset with the whole commercial. But it's like, if you're going to depict Asians, like, make that sure that shit comes correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I think, like, if we base people off of, like, their associations through Facebook or, like, their Facebook profile page, hey, it's not, wouldn't be giving the best impression. There's so much racist shit on my page. And it's not that I post it. Like, my friends will post, like, racist stuff. They're like, oh, thinking of you. And they'll, like, post, like, hella, like, racist, like, kids with, like, super chinky eyes and, like, something with chopsticks. Like, super racist shit. Like, there was a period where I got, like, four of them in a row. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, if anyone else sees this.
It'll, like, because I obviously, when I posted that, obviously I'm joking. Because I know you're Korean. but people will come across that. And I guarantee you that people will be like, oh, my God. He's terrible.
Oh, and, yeah, I'm sure.
And they'll be right.
No, I was like that with, like, yeah, Facebook when I post all my friends. Well, like, did you know I'm Iceland famous?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I am. So, because I used to be super needy with my teammate, my friend Tina, because she's like one of my best friends. And so, like, I just give her shit and be super needy and post hella shit on her wall. And then when she go back home, Iceland's really small, right? So they'll go back and they're like, oh, yeah. Who is that? Hongi, like, the one that posts on your wall all the time, the Asian one? Like, so they know me as posting hella shit, but I post stupid shit. Mm-hmm. So they all think I'm, like, idiotic.
Okay.
And I'm just like, great. I don't really think about that kind of stuff. But yes, be careful of your posts, you guys. That is a reflection of you and the person you're posting on their wall with.
It is. Ted just arrived for recording the Nate Darling Show next. Ted, feel free to grab a seat or take pictures with the standee if you like. We're just going to wrap up the show here.
Yeah, you just make sure you don't touch my boyfriend in inappropriate places.
We just got started a little late, Ted, so... You can chill. Help yourself to a beer if you'd like. I know you brought your own beverage, but so someone took to the streets. It's not Perez Hilton, but it's on his website. It's Billy on the Street to ask some very important questions about Miley Cyrus and her upcoming tour.
Miss Miley Cyrus, then and now.
I'm sorry?
Miley Cyrus, then and now. You don't like her.
I do like her.
Yeah.
And these are a couple of women, probably about 50 years old.
Yes.
I just think that she needs to bring it down a tone.
Too sexual for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, she's going on tour now.
Yes, I do know that.
Yes.
And
she's going to show all of it to you.
Well, I'm not to me because I'm not going to see it.
You're not going to go.
Absolutely not. My son may go.
And are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. How old is he?
30.
Oh, well, he's, you know, he can handle it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think she's talented, though.
She's absolutely very talented.
What was that?
She could sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Elda.
Oh, hi, Elda. Yeah, she's great.
She is great, and I just think that because of the youngsters,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't forget she the was youngsters. A Disney star.
She was Hannah Montana.
I love Hannah Montana.
Well, Hannah Montana has a pussy now and she wants to use it.
And she should.
Exactly.
And she absolutely should.
Hannah Montana should use her pussy.
No.
What?
Her pussy.
Yes, I agree. I agree. You're right, Elda.
Really? Let her use her pussy.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know what? Power to Miley. Did you hear about the whole thing where she went on this rant before she performed Wrecking Ball about just like, if I had a dick, something about, or like, I'll hook up, I'll be, you know, you're going to hear my song on the radio now. Like, every time you're going to, I'm like, I'm always going to be around. And then something about like, yeah, if I want to hook up with one, I can go home to like one or two dicks. Like, it was a lot of penis talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I don't know. Yes, Miley, go use a vagina, I guess. I don't know if feminine power more to you.
Sure. Well, apparently...
from older ladies.
Apparently, she's been simulating oral sex with a giant inflatable penis on stage and riding it like Cher rode the cannon on the aircraft carrier back in the day. So, yeah, she's... She's been handling all the dick she wants on tour.
Yeah, that's my jam. Get it, Miley. Get it. I like Miley Cyrus. Like that album, Bangers. I was talking to someone about that, and I was like, dude, that album is kind of hot. Like, not gonna lie, it's pretty good. But she's the most sane, okay, child star so far.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
Popular. Well, Selena Gomez, I think, is doing all right. I mean, she dated Justin Bieber. That was, I think, the only low point of career. But I think Miley's a little more famous. Demi went through that, like, weird stint, like, where she had her own personal problems to deal with. And then Bieber's Bieber now. Lindsay Lohan had her thing, like...
Lindsay Lohan still has her thing.
Lindsay Lohan has a lot of things.
I think Justin Timberlake would be someone who is...
Oh, you're right. If we're going older, I meant like now. Now.
But you're right. It's been an ongoing problem because, I mean, Britney Spears went absolutely nuts for a while.
You know, in her defense, though. Actually, no, not in her defense. I lied. I tried, Britney. Love you. Tried. No. And Christina Aguilera, I think, is cool. She's just a bitch from what I understand. So I guess that she has that going for her, which is why she turned out like as a normal human being as opposed to crazy. But the whole shaved head thing for Britney was, I heard it was because they were going to do hair testing for drugs. So it makes sense. Like, if I was doing drugs, which I mean, I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but if I was doing drugs, you know, I would shave my head too for my kids. Like, cause they'll take them away.
Yeah. They can also test like other hair follicles. Doesn't have to be the hair on your head. They could take a nose hair.
Oh,
but I suppose if you're on drugs, that probably wouldn't occur to you.
I don't think that's ever occurred to anyone. Like, I don't remember, like, courts, like, saying, oh, yeah, they took a nose hair.
No, but if that's all that was left, all you need is a hair follicle. It doesn't have to be on
but
your head.
But it's shorter, right? So it probably won't be as, like...
Well, it's from the root, so...
I thought it restarts, like, from the root. So, like, it grows out. So, like...
Yeah.
Because I know with... I fucking love Miley. Like, as with the hair one, it goes, like, they only check, like, the 3 months or something like that.
Well... I don't know. Nose hairs can get pretty long.
Oh, you're right. They can. That's disgusting, yeah. Nate. That is not a good
that's
way.
That's why you trim them.
That is, I guess. I don't know. I just don't like hair on people. That sounded really douchey. That sounded really douchey. Never
you like mind. Everybody smooth.
I kind of do.
That's
like
fine.
Even guys, like... I like him smooth, like the hair.
That would explain the Bieber thing.
Oh my god, he's so attractive. And I feel so weird saying that because he's not legal in that picture, but he looks like a lesbian. But I don't even like butchy lesbians. Like, this is just...
Oh, he doesn't look like a butchy lesbian at all. Are you kidding?
He looks like a legal lesbian. He at least looks like 21
yeah.
as a lesbian. As a lesbian, he looks 21. We look about the same age. But, like, I don't like lesbians, like, with short hair and stuff like that. So, like, I mean, not saying that they aren't beautiful in their own way, just not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just like, man, it's confusing me down there quite a bit. That's all I'm saying. And I love how Ted's posing. Are you going to give him a kiss? Because I'll cut you. Back the fuck up. Oh, and there's tongue involved. You guys are missing a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And there's going to be a lot more tonight.
By the way, I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com and supporting this show and The Nate Darling Show by doing so. Thank you so much. If you haven't done it yet, go ahead and do it. It's super easy. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we'll love you long time.
Yes. So thank you all for doing that. Thank you for listening, and follow me on Twitter. I thought that was really cool. So thank you again, Leslie. Thank you for everyone else listening. Amazon and all that.
At Bitches Preach.
Yes. So that's, yeah. I mean, you guys made my birthday worth being born for. Thank you all for your support.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time.